Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Sister Wives with Mary Jane Kay. Today, I'll be giving my commentary on the first part of Christine and David's wedding special. The episode opens in Moab, Utah, where Christine and David are finally getting married. They've been dating for 10 months now, they're finally getting hitched, and David is beaming. He is so excited to have Christine be his wife. Christine admits she stopped David at first. He had an awesome profile. She loved his pictures. So Christine messaged David and she insisted that it was time that they meet. So they met. And at first, David found that maybe Christine was a little aggressive, but it worked out. Christine feels she knows what she wants and she goes for it. And she definitely gets what she wants. Now, I know some viewers are skeptical about David and how quick it was. And, you know, maybe it was a little quick. But love is love. And sometimes when you know, you know. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, which I believe 100% that it will work out, and I'm Team David all the way, I'm totally for Christine and David. But if it didn't work out, you know, Christine will just move forward. She is a very strong woman and she will be just fine. Christine is living her life to the fullest. I believe it's going to work out. And I believe Christine deserves to be happy. And if David makes her happy, Christine should marry him and she should be living her life all in. And marrying David, the love of her life, is living her life all in. And if it ends up being a mistake later on, Christine is very strong. She has firm roots. She will be just fine. But I believe it's going to work out. And I like David. I really do. I have no criticisms about him. I like him a lot. Now, Janelle noted how Christine mentioned that David was very helpful, especially during parties or gatherings. That's the first thing that Janelle learned. Christine would tell Janelle that David would help with party prep. Whereas with Cody, Janelle says Cody just wasn't usually super present. He wasn't usually helpful for all of the party prep stuff. He was usually absent. We learned that 9 of Christine's 10 siblings are coming to her wedding, plus her dad and her mom and her other mom. And we know Janelle is invited and all of Janelle's kids are invited. But Christine didn't invite Cody or Robin or Mary to her wedding. Christine says she noticed David's eyes on their first date. She also dug David's bald head. She loved everything about Dave, head to foot. My theory on that is Cody is clearly completely bald up top. And in the front, he has almost no hair. And he grows his hair long in the back. And then he brushes the wispy strands forward to cover up the baldness. And it's really because Cody is insecure and he lacks confidence, or he would just go with shaving his head. David is a real man and he is super confident. He's comfortable in his skin and he is really able to be himself. He's comfortable with himself, head to toe, bald head and all. And I think Christine digs David's baldness for that reason. I think Christine really digs how secure David is in himself. I think Christine really digs David's confidence and how comfortable he is in his own skin. Cody doesn't seem very comfortable in his skin, and he holds onto his eroding hairline even though he looks absolutely ridiculous with his ramen hair. David is man enough to own who he is and to love himself, bald head and all, and I think David has a very handsome face, by the way. Now, David thought Christine was hot, and he said she had an incredible glow. And we learned that David has 8 kids. And when he was dating, he would let the cat out of the bag and let the woman know to gauge his date's reaction to that. He let Christine know, and she paused for a second when she learned he had 8 kids. Christine says she doubts that she paused, but she says she was excited because David having 8 kids, that means David can handle kids. He can handle family. So David and Christine, they're going to have a wedding rehearsal. Then they're going to have a barbecue and they're going to be having 300 guests at their wedding. David picked up Christine for their second date. And in the car, Christine was really nervous and she told David she was a third wife. She had 18 kids total. And David told her, listen, hey, he knew about it. He didn't live under a rock. Next, they have to show Kotex, of course, and Cody is taking his vitriol out on the environment, chopping down trees in Flagstaff during this episode. Now, why we have to even see Kotex or Goblin's faces in Christine and David's wedding special at all is way beyond me. I would be so happy to never see these idiots, Cody and Robin, on my TV screen again. They're all just bad energy with nothing to offer viewers in any way possible. Cody, by the way, looks like a clown in his son, visor. That's like an 80-year-old grandma or soccer mom hat. Why the fuck is he wearing that hat? No one knows but him. He says that he knew Christine and David were getting married, and he says he met David. Cody found out about the wedding when he saw a wedding announcement at his sister's house. Kotex says it was curious to him that some of his family had been invited to Christine's wedding. Oh, is Kotex butthurt because some of his family was welcome and invited to the wedding while he and Robin weren't invited? I really don't think it's odd that Christine invited some of Cody's family members, but she left Cody out and didn't invite him. Christine left Cody out, of course, she divorced him. But she was married to Cody for decades, and her kids, of course, are all related to Cody's family. And I'm sure Christine has a good relationship with some of Cody's family, and they may actually love and respect Christine, and they may actually want to see Christine happy after so many years. So I don't really find it odd that they went to this wedding while Cody wasn't welcome at all, especially considering how abusive he is. I think it's awesome that there are people in Cody's family who love and support Christine, who value and respect her, and that those people will still be loyal to her and show up, and they want to see her happy despite her separation from Cody. And I think that's a huge testament to how good of a person Christine is and the type of person she is and what kind of a heart she has. That she has so much love in her heart that she wants Cody's family there to see her joy and to share in that. And they want to be there with her too. This is really very telling of Christine's character and the type of person Christine is. Christine seems like an amazing person and a very good woman. And I'm sure it really pisses Cody off to no end, and it really wounds his fragile ego that some of his family was invited to this wedding and they went to this wedding sharing in Christine's happiness. And understandably, Cody was not welcome. Cody wasn't invited. Now, as far as we know from the show, Cody insists that people either have to choose him or the other person. They cannot choose him and also stay friendly or neutral with the other person that Cody deems an enemy. Cody insists it's me or them. So I'm really surprised. So by attending Christine's wedding, does Cody assume that these people in his family chose Christine and not him? I'm really sure that set Cody on fire. Now, Cody says he's fine with it. He's resolved with it. And Cody says his relationship with Christine, that relationship ended. And then he says she made the accusation that he had. And Robin cuts Cody off. And she glares at him. She puts her arm around him. And she suggests, aren't we just so happy for them? Very firmly, like she's coaching him. And she says, we are just so happy for them, right? It's what we want, through her gritted teeth. And Cody insists he is just telling his story, and he insists, of course, to continue. He's such a resentful POS. He says Christine said to their kids, listen, Dad has his soulmate, and I'm going to go look for mine. And so Cody felt that she says she has found her soulmate, and so he is happy for her for that fact that now she says she found her soulmate, and he's saying he's happy for her, but it doesn't really look like it, of course.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, Cody assures Robin That was all he was going to say, that he was happy for Christine that she found her soulmate. Robin responds that she just wasn't sure what Cody would say. Cody says, just because he's been angry for 3 years, it doesn't mean he can't be happy for them. And Robin responds, all right, cool. And she says, she hopes Christine and David can be happy, and that's all she is going to say, as Cody fake smiles like a maniac. We learn that McKelty loves Dave. And we also learn that David is no stranger to polygamy. He is not a polygamist himself, but David has two sisters living in polygamy in Mexico. And David makes it clear he would never live polygamy himself. We learn that Christine has told a little lie to her kids. She told her kids that she and David have been dating for a year because she usually tells her kids that they have to wait a year before they get married, when really she and David have only dated 11 months up to this point. And McKelty complains that Christine and David are hypocrites because she and Tony had to wait to get married. It's important to Christine to have this really big wedding, and she really wants to walk down the aisle in her dress to David waiting at the end of it. Christine is very excited for this big wedding. She's excited for the aisle. She's excited to say, I do. And she says David is willing to give her the wedding of her dreams. Although if it were just up to David, he wouldn't mind if they just eloped. But he wants Christine to be happy. Christine explains that her first wedding with Cody was private. It was a spiritual union. It was a smaller wedding, and it was small because in their church, when it's a plural wife, they always have a smaller wedding. That's just the custom. And Christine explains there's no dancing, there's no cake cutting, it wasn't a party. They just had a simple dinner. With Cody's wedding, it really wasn't much, just a small dinner. And Christine is really excited for the big wedding. She never got to have one, and now she gets to have the big fairy tale wedding, marrying the man of her dreams. Christine explains that this has all gone really fast. And when she started dating at first, she really wasn't ready to settle down. She really just wanted to have fun. And then on her first date with David, she had another date planned after with another guy. Because she was just dating. She saw it as just having a good time, having fun, going out. But after she met David, she canceled the date with the other guy she had planned next, the second date. She called her matchmaker. She said she was done. She didn't need her help anymore. She found him. She found Dave. And tomorrow we learn that Christine is going to be doing beauty stuff with the wedding party. They're going to do facials. They're going to have a rehearsal dinner. And the next day, Christine and David will be getting married. They really look so happy together. They are adorable. They are so cute. And I have never seen Christine this happy, glowing so much, being so vibrant and full of life and bubbly, and knowing that this is real, genuine joy. This is real, genuine peace and love and confidence and life exuding from Christine. She deserves this, and I'm so happy to see her this happy. The boys are hanging out with Dave, and they're doing a bachelor party as Christine and her girls get facials, and Christine does a trial run for her hair and makeup. And I have to say something. Truly has her hair dyed, and I love, love, love Truly's hair so much. I love it. David and Christine, they live together with Truly, so Truly already sees her mom and David as married, and she's really already used to it by now. McKelty makes it clear that she loves David and she's already accepted him as her stepdad. Truly was a little nervous about David moving in with them, and Christine was nervous too. And she assured Truly no one was ever going to replace her dad ever. And also that wasn't David's intention to be a dad to Truly, because Truly already has a dad. And Christine told Truly that it would be super weird having a guy live with them full time. and Truly told her that it's never happened to her before. And Christine told Truly that never happened for her before either. Of course, because Cody was never there. And even when Cody was Christine's husband, he had to share when he did the rotation and he was doing fair and equal time every fourth night with her. So, of course, she never had a man full time, even when she was married. So, Isabel says that David is obsessed with Christine and how nice it is to see that. And she says David should be obsessed with her mom because her mom is awesome. And Aspen agrees, of course. Aspen says her mom should have somebody who is obsessed with her. And she also says that it's important and you can see that her mom and David really love each other and he takes really good care of her mom. David's daughter says that her dad and Christine, they're a good match. They both have strong personalities. They're both leaders and they are both bossy. They both take charge. And Christine says she isn't ever getting cold feet because she is marrying the love of her life. She's sure about this. Mary is in her resting witch face shirt in Parowan, and she says Christine is getting married soon. She knows about that, but she doesn't know when the wedding is exactly. She wasn't invited. Mary is very happy for Christine, and she knows that Christine has really just been wanting to find some peace and to find some happiness for a very long time. So Mary is glad that Christine has found it, and she says obviously they have had some conflict in their family for quite a few years, and it has led to this, and the whole thing is really sad to her. The whole family situation is really sad to her, but Mary says she is really happy for Christine, that Christine has found her person, and that Christine has found happiness. I sincerely hope that Janelle also finds happiness and that Mary also finds peace and happiness, whatever that looks like for them. Christine, David, and their families meet Janelle and her kids at the wedding rehearsal. And Janelle has had a few opportunities to hang out with Dave for a few days at a time. And the more Janelle hangs out with him, the more she thinks he is a really great guy. Janelle says Dave doesn't meet a stranger. And once you meet him, he is friendly and he is inviting, just like Christine. So she says that Christine and David, they complement each other. They fit each other like that. They both love being the life of a party and having a party. We learn that Peyton is walking Christine down the aisle to her dad, and then Christine's dad will finish walking Christine to David. Christine says that Aspen is an amazing leader, and Aspen is going to be the one taking charge of the wedding rehearsal. And Christine explains how important it is for her dad to be there and to participate in the ceremony. Her dad was there at her first marriage with Cody, and he was one of the few people in the room during her spiritual ceremony. Her dad, we learn, is sick though, and he has been sick for 15 years, and he has good days, he has bad days, and in case he has a bad day, they're gonna keep his part in the ceremony as simple as possible. Annie, Christine's mom, is there, and she tears up. And she was very emotional when she saw Christine walk down the aisle at the rehearsal. She got very emotional. And we learn Christine's mom wasn't at her first wedding to Cody. And Christine explains that in her first marriage with Cody, they had a religious ceremony. And the only people who can attend those are church members. And her mom at that time wasn't a church member when she married Cody. So she wasn't able to go to Christine's ceremony. But Christine is so glad that her mom will be there this time. This was a really heartwarming episode. There was so much love in this episode. This episode exuded love. And Christine's mom says that Christine is the most amazing, courageous person she knows. And she has been so incredible in her life. She says she loves her so much. And she is excited for her. I thought that was beautiful. And Christine says it became so real to her after the rehearsal and seeing everyone there. And she and David are glowing. They radiate love and they just look so happy together. And I fucking love it. I love it. Cody explains that his wedding to Christine was lackluster. He recalls that he had a 1,000-yard stare, he had two other wives, and he says those two other wives weren't really in the best of emotional conditions at that time. And Cody doesn't think that Mary and Janelle were close enough to Christine at the time, and so he says it wasn't a great day. Why is he blaming his other wives and their mental or emotional conditions at that time when he is the one who wasn't in the mindset to get married? He was the one who knew he was making a mistake. He was the one with the 1,000-yard stare, yet he wants to blame the sister wives. Cody needs to go get fucked. Cody says he hopes Christine gets her great day with her wedding. And he says if she's doing something really wonderful, spectacular, and beautiful, and Dave is digging on her, then good for them. That's what Cody says. Christine, David, and their guests, they're floating down the Colorado River. It's a floating bar. And Christine chugged a beer. It was awesome to see her do that. I don't think she played a lot of beer pong in college. And she says she usually doesn't chug beer. And she explains in her first marriage, it was no drinking. And now she drinks, she has tattoos, but she is still very sheltered, she feels. People are making speeches on the boat and Janelle volunteers to speak. And honestly, I don't get really emotional at things like this, but this episode, for some reason, when Janelle spoke, it really did touch my heart. Christine introduces Janelle as her sister wife. It was really very sweet. Janelle is emotional during this, and maybe it's because she doesn't usually get emotional, and she was very emotional during this speech. She is emotional, and she says she isn't going to cry, but she says this is a fairy tale, and she is so excited to be a part of it. And Janelle thanks Christine for making her a part of the deal and for loving her children and for letting her love Christine's kids. And Janelle says she is so grateful to be a part of the deal. And Christine reassures Janelle that she is a part of the deal. And it was really touching. And Janelle hugs Christine. She hugs David. And you can feel the love. And it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. You really can feel the love between David and Christine, and you can see their love. You can see that it's genuine. You can see that they are both deeply attuned to each other. And you can see that Christine can really just be herself and be free to be herself, and that she is loved and that she is enough. And it is amazing to see Christine so happy, so surrounded by love, the love she deserves after all of those years of suffering, all of those years of hopelessness. And it is so beautiful that Christine included Janelle and her kids. Christine went through a lot, and to see her get to be herself and to see her be loved and to get all this love back and to see her be loved as she is, the way she is, for who she is, and to see her be confident in that love and shine and to see her be happy and full of life and full of joy, you can really see that she is at peace with herself, she is at peace with her life. And it radiates and it's beautiful. And after having to see Christine go through so much toxicity and negativity with Cody and with Robin, it is very refreshing to get to see the good stuff, to get to see the stuff that melts your heart like butter in a skillet. And this is what viewers want. And I say to TLC, get rid of Cody, get rid of Robin, and focus on the OG3 and how they move forward and build their lives. I really have zero interest at all in Cody or Robin or anything to do with them or their life in any way or any of their toxicity. I would really much rather see the OG3 build their new lives and watch that and just get rid of Cody and Robin completely. They need a therapist, not a TV show. Janelle explains how the natural question is, when is it her turn? And Janelle says she has a big adventure planned in her life and it doesn't involve getting married again or even really having a man around. You go, girl. Mary says Cody has said a lot of things in the past couple years about the fact that he never was ever in love with her. He was never in love with Janelle or Christine. And so Mary says Christine deserves to be in love. She deserves to have a happy marriage. And she is really excited for Christine. And Mary also anticipates that in the future, the same will happen for her. And she says she doesn't plan on living alone, living solo for the rest of her life. And I hope Mary finds happiness. I hope Janelle finds happiness, whatever that entails, whether that entails marriages and relationships, whether that entails them being single, whatever brings them happiness, peace, fulfillment, love, and joy is what they should do, whether that's staying single, whether that's dating, whether that's getting married. They should do whatever the fuck they want. Christine's dad, Rex, shows up to the rehearsal, and I found that to be very touching. And he tells Christine that these years with David, they're going to be way different than those last 20 years she had with Cody. And he says Cody will be bawling, saying he can't believe that he lost Christine, his daughter. Christine's dad goes on to tell Christine that she is with a wonderful man. He tells Christine David loves her a lot, and Christine tells her dad that David is amazing. And her dad tells Christine that she will be treated good for a very long time. And Christine assures her dad she knows she'll be treated good. And he tells her time goes by so fast. It was a really beautiful exchange. And Christine says her dad hugged her. He whispered in her ear that it was really good to see her happy since her first marriage wasn't great. And Christine thinks that her dad had been upset for a while. She says her dad was definitely very frustrated with Cody. So her dad was happy to see this. He was thrilled because he knew Christine had a very hard time. And he saw Christine sad for a while, for years and years. David is very excited for the wedding tomorrow, and he wants to get going. He wants it over with. He just wants to be married. And David would have preferred to elope, but he wanted to give Christine the wedding of her dreams. And Christine says the goal is for David to be happy that they didn't elope at the end of this. David is just excited to marry Christine. He just wants to get it done. He wants to be married. Now it's finally Christine's wedding day, and she is beyond excited for this. Christine says that she and Dave, they decided that they didn't want formal titles for their wedding party. They didn't want a lot of traditions. They decided they wanted to be the only ones on the stage with the officiant when they got married. They wanted to be the only ones at the altar with the officiant. And Christine explains that she shared a marriage for many years, and she didn't want to share that stage with anybody but him, with anybody but her husband, with anybody but David this time around. Everyone's getting their hair and makeup done. Janelle is having fun. She's getting her makeup done. And Janelle says it feels right that Dave and Christine are getting married. And she knows Christine is loved. She knows Christine is cherished. She knows Christine is wanted. She knows all of these things now. And it feels like something that was kind of wrong has now been fixed. Dave isn't seeing Christine before the wedding, not until she is walking down the aisle in her dress. And Christine predicts that Dave will totally cry since yesterday at the rehearsal, he was already choking up. Maddie has some mixed feelings. She is very sad that the other family isn't here with them and that there is animosity and that there are problems. But she also really, really loves David a lot, and she loves David's family. She says it's complex because she likes David, but she is also really sad that this other marriage has ended. David and the men are all hanging out. They're waiting for everybody to show up, and then everyone's going to get dressed for the wedding together, all the men. And David knows marrying Christine is the right thing. He feels sure about this. He feels like he found his unicorn, something he didn't think he could touch, that in reality he can. And he says it's awesome. He is 110% sure about this. And Corbin, David's son-in-law, is going to be marrying Christine and David. Christine only had 3 requests for Corbin. She wanted things short and sweet. She wanted Corbin to talk about his love for them. And also, she wanted him to talk about finding love later in life. And Corbin says that Christine and Dave are that story. They are the story that needs to be told. They are the testimony of finding love later on in life, and they are the testimony of second chances. Dave isn't sure what shirt Christine wanted him to wear. And Tony tries to help as he complains to Dave on the morning of his wedding that their wedding colors are so hard to find. And according to Tony, the wedding colors are plum and rust. Next, Aspen explains that there is a tradition. It's something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And she and McKelty and Isabel, they all wanted to give their mom something, and they decided to base their gifts around that tradition. So Isabel gives her mom something that would send her mom into this marriage in good footing. And in the German tradition, they put pennies on the bottom of the bride's shoes, on the soles, for prosperity in marriage. So that's what Isabel has done. Aspen gives her mom a bracelet that says C and D with their wedding date inscribed on it. Aspen says all of their sisters want their mom to have the biggest, most special wedding, and they wanted to make sure their mom had everything. Aspen also gave her mom the earrings that she wore on her wedding day for Christine to wear when she walks down the aisle. And McKelty gives her mom the cutlery from her wedding and the knife she used to cut her wedding cake for her mom to use to cut her wedding cake on her wedding day. Christine is just beaming. She says she knew her girls were excited about her getting married, and she knew they were also excited for David too, but she didn't expect them to be this excited. And she is so happy that they are really having a good time with her getting married. Aspen is helping Isabel with her hair, and Isabel asks if she thinks that it's weird that they're referring to David as their stepdad. Aspen wouldn't necessarily call David their stepdad. Isabel doesn't know how she feels, and Aspen says, well, David is their mom's husband, and Aspen doesn't really want to refer to David as her stepdad. She says that's kind of foreign to her. And Isabel really isn't sure how to refer to David or if she should just say she is his stepdaughter, because she says otherwise she has to say that she is David's wife's daughter, and that's weird too. Aspen suggests, well, just call David family. Just say he's family and just ask him about it later. He'll be cool with whatever that they want to call him. Aspen thinks that David will say, just call me what you want to call me. Cody has to weigh in, of course, and Cody says, to be honest, Truly is the youngest of all of them, and he says Truly is old enough, and he doesn't think Truly will ever call David dad. He doesn't even think Truly will ever really call David her stepdad. He says maybe she might call him stepdad, but it doesn't matter. He says it's all their choice. It's just whatever they choose to do. Hunter explains that Christine is the party animal of the family. She loves parties. She loves everyone together. She loves being social. And Hunter thinks the reason that Christine and Dave work out so well, it's because Dave is the exact same way. Maddie explains that their version of a good time is everybody being around, everyone being together, having a good time. And Caleb says, David lets Christine have fun and he enjoys it too. He'll just be sitting in the back asking, are you having fun? Because that's what he cares about, that Christine is having fun. He likes to have fun too. He's very chill. Christine's wedding hair is done and she asks Aspen if she likes her hair. And Aspen jokes that Christine is gonna get it. And everybody's laughing at this and Christine hopes so. She says all of this, the hair, all of it, it's not for nothing. You know what? Get it, girl. She was in a loveless marriage for I don't know how long. She should be getting it in whenever she wants, as often as she can. And that's her personal business. But you could tell she has a husband who feels very lucky to be married to her. There is no question that she feels attractive and beautiful in David's eyes. Also, you know who had a big glow up is Mitch. I honestly did not recognize Mitch at first in this episode. I was like, who's that guy? Who's that one? He looks like he lost a lot of weight and he also grew his hair out. He really doesn't even look like the same guy. Good for Mitch. He's looking really good. And I have to say this, I gained a new level of respect and appreciation for Mitch when I saw the way he interacts with Christine and Truly. When I saw the way he was teaching Truly to ride a bike, and he was very intuitive as far as what Truly needed, and he was able to calm everyone down and really attune to what Truly needed to teach her And he's a very, you could tell, sensitive and emotionally intelligent guy. And he seems very wise. I actually appreciated him a lot during that. And he definitely got a glow up. Good for him. David says he isn't going to be nervous on the wedding day. He doesn't get nervous. He doesn't get nervous like that at all. He says he's going to focus on something else. And he'll be good. He says he might get emotional. Dave explains getting nervous is different than getting emotional. Getting nervous is getting freaked out, and getting emotional, it's more like yesterday at his rehearsal when he was looking out over the whole thing, when he was sitting on the deck, looking out at everyone, realizing he was marrying Christine, the love of his life. And he says, it's awesome. It's so cool to be here. He can't even believe it. You can tell this man appreciates Christine. Isabel remembers the first time it settled in for her that David and her mom were getting married and that they were going to be with each other forever. She felt, okay, this is happening. It's a beautiful thing. She says they were out of town and David looked at her mom, Christine, and he told Christine, I love you so much. Isabel says it was honest, it was pure, and Isabel had never heard somebody say, I love you that much ever to her mom. And so she thought he wanted to be with her mom forever. So she thought, I guess you can have my mommy. Maddie loves David and she cries talking about how much she loves David. She tells Christine she just loves Dave so much. She is so happy for Christine and she says David is amazing and it's amazing that Christine gets her fairy tale. Maddie is just so happy for Christine. And Christine recalls Maddie's wedding and she says that was the first time she really, really was sad about not having a big wedding. She says Maddie glowed. She glowed like a bride. And at that moment, Christine realized she didn't glow on her wedding day with Cody. And then it was a very hard day for her. Christine says today is already different. And she feels like she's glowing. She has been glowing for days. And she knows Dave loves her. He loves her. And Christine says she has never been loved like this ever before. Christine deserves every happiness in life. She has walked through hell. She has sacrificed her whole life for others, for her family. And finally, finally, she gets the love she deserves and she gets to be loved. She gets back all of the love she gave and she gets what she deserves, her fairy tale wedding, her fairy tale ending, her fairy tale love. And you know, sometimes the universe aligns and gives you your fairy tale. Christine says David is her soulmate and it's the best feeling in the world. Christine hopes every bride feels like this. I love this episode. I was smiling ear to ear almost the whole episode except for the scenes with Cody. Christine looked so happy and radiant, and to see this woman so happy, knowing how much she deserves it, this episode, it was just a joy, a complete joy to watch. I love love, and I can't wait to see this wedding next week. I am so happy for Christine and for David, and I hope they have a lifetime of peace, happiness, love, health, and wealth. That does it for this week. I will be back next week for the second half of Christine and David's wedding and for the Sister Wives rewatch. Thanks for listening. I'll see you soon. Bye.